Amen. I wanted this morning to preach. After I went to Kentucky and I saw the replica of Noah's Ark built according to Scripture, I wanted to preach on Noah. Amen. Do you realize that the water that drowned and killed the entire world at that season was the same water that caused the boat to float? Amen. What's killing this nation will cause the church to arise. If the church walks in obedience, you can never walk a life of success and debt-free life and a life of overflow if you are not a giver, a tither, live in generosity, live a life of sowing. Amen. The water will kill you. Amen. So I'm not going to preach on Noah. God gave me a beautiful sermon wrapped around Noah, which I will do sometimes in the month or when I come back. Amen. I was preparing on that, but yesterday morning, while waiting on God, the Lord changed my subject, because half of my subject that I'm going to speak to you this morning is going to be very prophetic. Amen. For what reason God changed, I do not know. Amen. But this morning I want to touch briefly on spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare is not warfare of the flesh. Amen. Spiritual warfare takes place in the spirit, takes place in the heavenlies. Amen. It takes place in the spirit world. It's not like Russia fighting Ukraine and Israel fighting the Palestine. Spiritual warfare is warfare, Satan's kingdom, fighting, raging, making war against the kingdom of God. Amen. It means that the kingdom of darkness is making war and engaged with present time war with the kingdom of light. Spiritual warfare does not take place on land, sea, and mountains. It takes place in the heavenlies. It takes place in the atmosphere. If you don't see it, it does not mean it's not taking place. If you don't see the spiritual war that's taking place and the church is engaged in, it does not mean that there is no war taking place in the heavenlies. Amen. If you ask Daniel, Daniel will tell you in Daniel chapter 10 how he prayed. And when he prayed, the king of Tyrus objected the prayer. The king of Tyrus stood up against the prayer of Daniel. The king of Tyrus represents the demon world. Amen. After 10 days, when angel Michael came along, the scripture says, angel Michael made war with the king of Tyrus, and the heavens were open, and Daniel received his answer. Many of you are at the very same space today. You are praying, but there's no answer. You are trusting God, but there is no answer. It seems as though your prayer is hitting the ceiling and coming back. No, sir. It's not that God has turned a deaf ear. There is a war. I want to tell you today, all hell is loosed against you and me. All hell. Satan's assignment is to kill you. Satan's assignment is for you to lose your joy, your faith, your confidence, your trust, your hope in God. Satan's assignment is to place doubt in your life to believe and serve God Almighty in the manner in which he has written for us to serve him. John 10:10 says, Satan has come to kill, steal, destroy. But Christ has come to give us life and give it more abundantly. Amen. When you ask Daniel, then ask Elisha and Gehazi of the war that was taking place and how they came to capture Elisha. Amen. And Elisha and Gehazi was filled with fear and said to his master, they have come to capture us. They have come to overtake us. They have come to kill us. What did Elisha do? He says, go and pray. Amen. And he said, Lord, open his eyes that he might see. I pray today that every seeing eye will receive a revelation of who Jesus is. I pray today that your eyes of understanding be enlightened and be opened of the majesty, the greatness, the goodness, the faithfulness, the power of God that lives on the inside of you and lives on the inside of me. As believers, we don't know our authority in Christ. Amen. Amen. And Elisha said, Lord, open his eyes. And when God opened his natural eyes, he began to see a great army that stood around Elisha to protect him to his final destiny in God. Amen. Even though you don't see angels around you, but the Bible says, my angels encamps round about them that fear God. Every one of you have angels assigned to you at your birth. When you were born, you were given angels. But many of you, your angels are on short time. Your angels are not employed. They are waiting outside your door with folded hands and arms, like the way Marcus is sitting this morning, sitting with folded hands and arms and waiting for a command. Amen. You've got to command your angels every day to take charge over your children, to encamp round about your home. Amen. To fight against principalities and powers that's raging against your destiny. Satan's assignment is to kill you. Satan's assignment is to destroy you. Satan's assignment is to destroy this church so that this church is not the light and it's not the salt. Amen. Amen. When I sit back and I take an assessment of where the church of God is, amen, to some, everything that is happening around me, everything that's happening in church, everything that's happening around us is normal. You see, when you are immune to something, if there is an abnormality, it will still look normal. Because we are so immune to pain, that pain does not bother us anymore. Because we are so immune to pressure, pressure does not matter anymore. Have you seen a lady that's being beaten up and being oppressed by her husband? She still loves him and wants to go to him because she's so immune to pressure that if she does not live without a smack, it's not life. Amen. When we look around the things that are happening, amen, in church, outside church, in the body of Christ, in the house of God, when we see all of the abnormalities, to many of us, it's normal. And yet to those that are sensitive in God, to those that have their eyes opened in God, for those that have their ear of understanding open to God, they know that this is not normal. This is warfare. This is demonic. This is the manifestations of evil. Mom and I were driving around Kentucky with the pastor, with Pastor Richard Holmes. And he said to us, 2 weeks ago, this place was flooded. 2 weeks ago, there was such great snow. 2 weeks ago, we had tornadoes and windstorms. And I looked at all of that. I did not see anything. Amen? But what makes me believe that there was a storm? It was trees torn down. Homes battered down. Amen? Rubble all over the street. Shops were closed. I saw the aftermath. I saw the rubble and I saw all of the damages. I knew that there was a hurricane. Amen? You don't have to see the devil to believe that he's been here. That he's not real. Amen? When you see the aftermath, when you see the confusion, when you see the sickness, when you see diseases, when you see marriages falling apart, when you see finances running low, when you see economies in a crush, when you saw businessmen running down, when you see the entire kingdom of God being shaken, being rocketed, that the church of God is not at the place financially where it should be, it simply means Satan's attack is on the house. I don't see him, I see the mess. I don't see him, I see the after effects. I don't see him, I see the results. I don't see him, but I see the aftermath. And that gives me the confidence that he is at work. Amen? When I look at the abnormalities, I came to two conclusions. Amen? And the two conclusions that I came to in my heart yesterday morning was the church of God and the body of Christ is under a spiritual attack. They are in a warfare that is not understood. That's number one. The church of God and the body of Jesus Christ is under a spiritual attack. Amen? They are in a warfare that's not being understood. Secondly, the church of God is going through a molting season. The church of God is going through a molting season. What do I mean by molt, or what do I mean by molting? Molting means when animals and birds at a certain period in life or a certain season of the year, when they lose their hair, when they lose their skin or their feathers, they make room for the new. At this time you should be shouting amen. When they lose the old, when they lose their old feathers, when they lose their old skin, when they lose their hair, amen, it's a molting period when they lose some things and they become naked and it's sore and it's hurtful, but they are making room for the new. Amen. Molting also takes place in humans. Amen? Many humans lose their hair. Look at me. I am molting. Amen? Many humans humans also go through a molting period. They lose their hair. Our bodies shed dead skin cells or damaged skin cells to replace them with new healthy skin cells. Amen. Spiritually, molting means to prepare for a new stage in life, to prepare for a new growth in life, to prepare for new health in life. And what the Lord has been telling me this morning is many have outgrown their old shell, and it is time to evolve into something much greater. Amen. Many have outgrown their old position, their place, and their stay in the house of God. It's time for them to relocate into a new level of faith, a new position, and a new place in God. It's time for each one of us to move into a new life in God. Amen. So many of us here today, we are Christians for years. We are Christians for donkey's years. Amen. We are Christians for time and period. We are still in that old shell. The old shell is keeping us framed, and we are not breaking out, and we are not breaking forth, and we're not evolving into something greater that God has in store for us. When God looks at us, many of us are still living in our old season. Amen. When God looks at us, many of us are still looking at our old season. You know, people in America today, they are asleep. They are still in their Saturday while we are in our Sunday. Oh yeah. When God is looking at this house, He's looking at people still living in the old season, still living in their yesterday, still living in the past. When God is doing a new thing, you are still in the old. God wants the old shell to break. Get out of your shell shockness. Break that old shell. Amen. And God is saying to the church, there is something more. There is something greater. There is something richer. There is something fuller. And why are you still locked up in your old shell? Why are you still staying in that old position? Why are you still staying in that old place? Why are you still eating yesterday's corn when you can live a life of refresh and walk in divine health and walk in newness of health and walk in a new life that I have given to you? God is saying to this church, you need to move into your new season in God. Amen. And behold, I am doing a new thing. Molting can be painful. Molting can be hurting. Molting can be scary. Amen. Amen. Molting can be painful because God needs to unplug the old. And when the old is unplugged, there can be some bleeding. When the old is unplugged, there can be some pain. When the old is unplugged, it brings you to a place of nakedness between you and God. The old place can be, molting can be hurting. Amen. Molting can be like, when you cut away pruning. And molting can be scary. Why scary? Because many of us don't want to move. We don't want to shift. We don't want to relocate. We don't want to be confident and courageous enough to know that God is with me. God is about to shift you. He's tired of you being in children's church for the rest of your life. He's tired of you being in youth for the rest of your life. He's tired of you being an usher for the rest of your life. He's tired of you just being a somebody in church, occupying space, position, and time for the rest of your life. There is more for you than usher. There is more for you than just a teacher. There is more for you than just being a youth attendant. There is more for you than just being a musician. There is more for you in God. Why don't you relocate? Find the will of God. Find the plan of God. Find the purposes of God. Ushering was just the beginning of what God is about to do in your life. Amen. Now, that which I'm going about to say now is very prophetic. And I'm asking Pastor Adrian to pay much attention. To many, I want to say that God is leading us into something new. Amen. And you don't know how to react to that something new. That our emotions are feeling a mess. You're feeling lost. You're feeling confused. You're feeling shaken. And you are feeling displaced. There are moments you are feeling numbed. You're feeling empty. And you are feeling lost. Many are laboring in ministry for the sake of laboring in ministry. Many are coming to church for the sake of coming to church, but inwardly you are empty. Inwardly there is a dryness. Inwardly there's dissatisfaction. Inwardly you're discontent. You're coming to church to fill the register and fill your religious duty. You have not yet moved. You have not yet shifted. You have not yet experienced the joy of God. You come to church, there's no longer joy in the things you once did. You lost your vision and your first love for God. It is hard to explain because people think you are crazy and people think that you are backslidden. Spiritually, you feel that you have lost your appetite and desire for God's word. For God's presence and for His glory. It's like something happened to you overnight. How many here today, you're feeling empty. You're feeling dry. You're feeling discontented. You're feeling displaced. You once had the glory. You no longer feel the glory. Now you're blaming the church. There is sin in the church, or there is division in the church. The church might be missing God. I came to tell you today that you don't blame the church. You blame yourself for where you are. Amen. Many of us seated here this morning, we don't have an appetite for His presence. We don't have an appetite for the Word of God. We don't have an appetite for His glory. We once had the glory, but we no longer have the glory. We once had vision, but it seems as though I am lukewarm. You're asking yourself a question, what's happening to me? And God is saying to the church, the ark has moved. The glory cloud has moved. Amen. God has not changed His address or His prerogatives. All he did was he changed the bullseye for you to enter into a new season and a new thing that God is building in this house. And I was about 12 last night, and when I'm writing notes, Neela came with a cup of coffee and she said, "Are you still writing?" I said, "I'm still writing. I don't know what I'm writing, but I'm still writing. I don't understand all that God is saying to me. God is saying to me, there is something new that he's about to do in this house. This house has become too small for God to do something that he's about to do. The container has become too small. The jar has become too small. And God is about to do something great." Amen. God is saying, "I've not changed my address. I've not changed my prerogatives, but I've changed the bullseye for a new season, a new thing that I am building in this church." What are you feeling? Is that the sudden lack of God's glory on that which was once upon our lives? You're feeling God's withdrawal of his spirit on certain activities and expressions you once held dearly. Oh, the musicians don't play like they used to play. Oh, home sales is not like the way it used to be. Oh, prayer meeting is not like once I was attending prayer meeting. When I go in, I'm empty. When I come out, I'm empty. I don't see the glory anymore. I want to say to you, the ark has moved. The tabernacle has moved. God has moved. The glory cloud has moved. When in the days of the children of Israel, the Lord said to them, "When you see the cloud move, move with the cloud. Unplug yourself. Unplug your tents and move with the glory cloud." Amen. The cloud has moved, and many of you are still in the wilderness, plugged to the systems of this world. Amen. What God is saying, there is nothing wrong with what you are doing, Pastor Adrian. There is nothing wrong with what the church is doing. My glory is still in this house. It's like the sons and the prophets of Elijah who came to Elijah and said, "Elijah, this place is too small for us. We must build the new. We must enter into a new era in God." I came to say to the church today that the wineskin of this church is not conducive to what God is about to do. The wineskin of this church is not too large. It's too small for what God is about to pour out. It's getting quiet. So I'm placing this burning desire in your hearts so that each one of you can move with the man of God and build the new that God desires. Amen. Listen, my church. The current prophetic house is under some serious limitations. God is saying that this house is under serious limitations. One of the limitations that we have is financial limitations. It says the house is under serious limitations. But the old has to break. If you want to see the glory of the Lord, if you want to see the flow of God, if you want to continue in God's glory, then the old has to break. And as long as you hold on to the old is bondage and the old is disobedience and the old is destructive. God is saying to this leadership, do you really want to stay in a rut where the revelation and the insight of heaven is no longer poured out. God is asking the leadership of this house, do you really want to stay in a rut where you cannot identify the revelation and the insight of heaven? When God is pouring out, you don't understand. Are you prepared to hold on to your reputation and your comforts at the cost of a fresh flow of the Spirit? Yes, this prophetic company has to break old ties, has to break with the old outdated methods, and has to surrender to the new things God is pouring out more than ever before. God is leading His church into a new season. Amen? God is building something new. Say amen. Amen. Come on, everybody, say amen. Amen. You know, if I was a pew member, I would stand up and I would shout out, God build your church. God build your church. God build your church. God is saying, I'm about to build something new. The eagle is molting. I see in the spirit, eagles in this church are molting. I see old feathers are breaking. Old skin is falling out. I see the old season is breaking. I see the old order is getting out of the way. And I see the moves and the breaking and the withering away. God is doing a new work in this house amongst the leaders, amongst the pastors, amongst the workers, amongst the leaders of the church. God is breaking the old season. God is breaking the old order. God is breaking the old move. God is withering it away. Many here this morning, God is breaking you. And in His breaking in your life, you think the devil is breaking you. Many of you have become naked before Him. And you have been crying out to God, when, Lord, will you revive us? When, Lord, will you bring revival? And God is saying to us, you are focusing on the old. You are focusing on what's breaking away and what's falling apart. And God's saying, in my breaking and in my separating and in my falling apart, many a things in this house is crumbling. And in the falling apart in my house, I am doing a new thing. Why don't you focus on the new? Why do you focus on things that are broken? Why do you focus on things that are breaking away? Why do you focus on things that's falling apart? Focus on the new thing that I am doing. New feathers, new growth, new revelation, new outpouring, new health, new joy, new peace, new transition, new location. The eagles in this house are molting, and God is bringing the eagles in their molting process, bringing them to a place of maturity. Don't let the enemy lie to you and tell you that you have lost your glory. This is a mantle moment. Don't let the enemy tell you that you have lost your glory. This is your mantle moment. To those that have been stuck in the rut, this is your season of deliverance and freedom. To those that have lost their dream, God is about to make you dream again. Amen. Take note, says God. Molting always precedes a new season in God. Molting always precedes a new promotion in God. Molting precedes a new anointing in God. Molting precedes a new breakthrough in God. I don't know who's sitting here this morning. You might be in your molting process. You might be feeling empty. You might be feeling dry. And some of you right here, right now, and God is saying to me, you're saying, I don't think God moves in this church anymore. It's a lie from the pit of hell. You are in your molting process. And God is saying, before I give you this breakthrough, you need to mold. Before I need to promote you, I got to bring you through this molting process. Before I relocate you and promote you, I need to bring you through a molting process. I am molting you. I'm removing the old feathers in your life, and I'm removing the old hairs in your life. I'm removing the old skin in your life. And so many of you are naked before God.